Hi, my name is Branda Miller. I'm the Arts and Education Coordinator here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, and I am here with Ellie Irons, who is a bio artist and a PhD in the Arts Department at RPI. She's done several projects, including the Next Epic Seed Library, the Lawn Redisturbance Library, and today we're going to talk about the Deep Time Seed Futures Project, which she did this summer on the block in North Troy where the sanctuary is located. Hi, Ellie, and welcome to
Hi,
the
Branda.
Sanctuary.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about you as an artist? What are your interests and how? What are the key themes that connect all of these projects?
Sure, yeah. I am really interested in the ways that humans who live in urban settings are still part of ecosystems. So I do a lot of work that attempts to kind of connect the everyday urban city dweller with the flows of natural systems around them, whether those be how plants grow or how water gets to us or where the dirt is in relationship to the places that we live. All my projects are kind of pointed at making those connections more clear and visceral for people and helping them kind of open new ways into environmental consciousness that they might not have known were possible in the city.
This summer, you worked with a group of teenagers from Troy who were participants of the Uptown Summer Program with the Rensselaer County Summer Youth Employment Program. And you engaged in a work process with them, part of your Next Epic Seed Library. Could you tell us a little bit about that project and what you did this summer?
Sure, yeah. I was really fortunate to be part of the Uptown Summer Program this summer for the 5 weeks that it happened. And one of the really special weeks, I think it was week two, was when my collaborator on the Next Epoch Seed Library was able to come up to Troy and we had a little mini residency. She's a sculptor named Anne Prococo, and she brought with her these ceramic vessels that we've been working on. Anne and I have this interest in the way that seeds are kind of like little time capsules. You can harvest a seed in the fall and plant it in the spring and, you know, grow your lettuce or whatever. But some seeds are specially designed not to sprout the year after they're hatched from their parent plant, but rather to wait it out. And some plants make seeds that can last hundreds of years. The record that I've heard of at this point that's verified is like at least 2,000 years. And this was a Jerusalem date palm that managed to sprout after being found in an archaeological dig. And that date palm actually was found in a ceramic vessel, or rumored to have been. So Anne, as a sculptor, got inspired by this, and the two of us came up with this idea to make deep time seed burial vessels out of clay and kind of do this process of making a time capsule. So we were really excited to bring that practice to Troy and to try it out as a workshop with the Uptown Summer Youth. So that's what we ended up doing.
And as part of the deep time seed futures, you had each of the youth write messages that they put into this time capsule with the seeds. Could you talk a little bit about the messages and the hopes they had for the future?
Sure, yeah. It was a special morning because we spent some time on the grounds of the new science center, so we were already kind of envisioning like what Nature Lab is going to be in the future. And we collected seeds there from the plants that have been living in the backyard, and then we took them across the street to our current Nature Lab spot, and we talked about what it might be like for these seeds to wake up in the future and what kinds of experiences they might have in what we know is going to be a dramatically different world due to climate change. And it was really fun to talk with them about it. Our way into it ended up being through science fiction. So once we got going talking about the kind of sci-fi stories that they'd read, some of them had kind of favorite kids' books that engaged with like thinking through narratives of the future. And there was some really hopeful stuff, some really wild stuff. Of course, there were the, you know, flying cars, et cetera. but also definitely some anxieties about like what this world is going to look like. How much hotter will it be? Where's the food going to come from? How high will the water be? We talked about what the Hudson might look like. So I would say there were simple messages of both hope and anxiety that were wrapped up on these little scrolls and packed up with the seeds. And then we dug a big hole together at the site of the new Nature Lab and put them in there.
And you made a plaque, and you put the plaque on top of where you buried your time capsule. And what does the plaque say, and when will it be unburied?
Yeah, so we got a marine-grade plaque made that's supposed to be up to withstanding like 100 years at sea or something like that in harsh weather. And it says, here lie sleeping seeds, and that they're going to be unearthed in 2042. And so that's the year we picked, along with the youth, that kind of struck them as the right year to come back and dig these seeds up. And we'd actually been watching a piece, a little journalism snippet about climate change and the fact that 2042 is one of the dates that gets put out there as the time that we're really going to feel the effects, the full force of kind of irreversible climate change in North America. So that, I think that really struck some of the youth as they thought about, like, how old will I be in 2042? What would it be like to imagine coming back and digging up my kind of hopes and fears and these seeds in that amount of time.
Wow. Yeah. And do they want to come back to help when in 2042? Was
there
a
plan? I sure hope so. There were some twinkles in some eyes when I said that. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to. We've got to lift a giant stone off the off of the hole before we get to that. But I think it would be a really lovely thing to be able to do together.
I think they'll be in their 30s and 40s, and I'll be in my 80s. So hopefully we'll all come to join each other on that day. What other seed-themed events are coming up?
Yeah, good question. I'm all about the seeds this fall. So along with Azrae Kiahi of Collard City Growers, we're planning a second seedy social. This is going to be our seed swap, just like we did in the spring. But this will be kind of the fall version. So we'll be doing a bit of seed collecting in Collard City Growers with what's ready to be stored for the season there. And then we'll move into the current Nature Lab at 3334 and share seeds that other people have brought and stories and food. I think Azrae and I are going to talk a little bit more about that here on the program next week.
And what else is coming for the next Epic Seed Library?
Well, we've got a few more seed burials in the works. We have made a vessel themed around Snake Hill in the Meadowlands, which is this kind of really fascinating landscape in northern New Jersey near where Anne lives. So in the spring sometime, we'll be doing a workshop and deep time burial around there. And then we're also working on processing all of these one-off workshops we do into curriculum and making them available on our website. So if you visit our curriculum section, it's growing slowly with documents and guidelines and videos that explain how you can engage some of the processes that we do to find ways to connect with, for, again, urban dwellers to connect to the landscape around them.
And for those who want to seek that curricular or those curricular resources, what is your website?
NextEpochSeedLibrary.com.
Okay, that's NextEpochSeedLibrary.com. And in conclusion, you are very dedicated, clearly, to embedding your art practice in the community, not having it only be in the separated by gallery walls or institutional spaces for art practice, but really embedding that practice in the community. And it's interesting that you use seeds, because in a way, there's a metaphor here. Your art is about planting seeds. Could you talk about that? What do you think is the role of art, and how are you planting seeds with your work?
Yeah, that's a really lovely way to think about it. I mean, I think I'm certainly fascinated by seeds because they're this kind of investment that you make that then can surprise you later. And I think, as we, I work with many collaborators, and as we move through the world doing these little experiments with intimate groups of people embedded in local systems, it's always a question of, like, what will grow in the wake of that, and kind of trusting that you do carry on with those investments of your time, your energy, your love, your care, putting it out there and seeing what comes back. And sometimes you won't even see the plant that sprouts, but you have to trust that it's sprouting and just keep on working. Yeah.
Thank you so much for planting those seeds in our community, Ellie. That's Ellie Irons, who is a bioartist and a PhD student at RPI And please join her at the CD Social next week and also in the many projects that are bubbling up around North Troy. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Brenda.